The KUNM Voices Behind the Vote series features intimate conversations with New Mexicans about the issues they care most about this election season. On a recent Friday morning, I met up with Abdulwakil Saif Dean, and we headed to a motor vehicle division office in Albuquerque. Wakil originally introduced himself to me as Charles Santos Payton, but on this day, he's providing proof of his official name change to get his new driver's license.
Hey, I'm back. For the name change, I couldn't do it yesterday because I didn't have, like, some document that they needed. And now I have it, so I get to take another picture if that's okay.
This tall veteran is in his early 40s, head shaven, short beard dyed a deep red. Wakil converted to Islam when he was in the Army in the early 1990s, serving a peacekeeping mission in Iraq after the first Gulf War. The name change is part of his commitment to Islam, he told me.
Okay, go ahead and look at the camera for me, please. 1, 2, 3. Okay.
After his technology business failed in the dot-com crash of the late 1990s, Wakil came home to New Mexico from California. He was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, and Wakil says he started dealing drugs because he couldn't make a living at his low-wage job. Then he got busted and spent a few years in prison in Los Lunas. A parole officer told Wakil that he could vote again once he'd finished his sentence.
I'm going to vote for the president because, you know, he talks about diplomatic relations.
President Obama's focus on diplomacy is the number one issue motivating Wakil to vote this year.
That's the wave of the future. War is something that destroys and degrades societies and weakens them. And diplomacy strengthens them. And so I'm for that.
We're heading to the Islamic Center of New Mexico for Friday prayer. Wakil steers his white Subaru Impreza with his knee as he gestures with both hands, explaining that he doesn't trust Mitt Romney.
I don't want to hear the talk about, well, you know, I'm a rich guy and I can sympathize with the poor, but I think we ought to, you know, go fight the Iranians because they may have a nuclear weapon.
Republicans can't have it both ways, Wakil says. Fighting wars with a volunteer army and cutting entitlement programs, many of them that serve veterans, at the same time.
It's an entitlement country. That's the way these guys think. But then, you know, they want us to share in death, but not in any of the benefit.
After the service at the Islamic Center, we head off to lunch at the Olympia Cafe on Central near the University of New Mexico. We bring with us one of Wakil's friends, who is also an ex-con, Ermond Mustafa Overton. Both men order the lamb kebab dinner, a dish here that conforms to Islamic dietary restrictions known as halal.
Let me have a plate.
The dinner with two kebabs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mustafa's beard is white and falls nearly to his chest, and he's wearing a white crocheted kufi, or hat. He served 17 years in federal prison for bank robbery, and in the 3 months since he was released, he says it's been impossible to find a job.
When you put in a job application and you see, oh, this man committed bank robbery, but this ex-felon right here, he got a DWI, but he's a felon. Well, we're going to hire him instead of the bank robber.
Mustafa is still on parole, so he can't vote yet, but he says if he could, he'd vote for President Obama.
He helps ex-felons by giving the companies a $2,400 tax break for hiring ex-felons, and that's a good thing. And he also liked to help people get into college. And that's another thing I like about Barack Obama.
Across the table, Wakil says he got help from several state programs. They helped him get his first job out of prison, start school at UNM, and then later to get his CDL license to drive trucks. He says programs like this make a healthier society.
As time went on, I go into the military and I do this and I do that, I go to school. I start to recognize that I am the government, that the people around me are the government. That the only way government gets better is whether you're an ex-con, ex-felon like myself, or, you know, a poor person or a rich person. The only way government gets better is by participation.
Now Wakil, veteran and ex-con, serves as a precinct judge at a voting center in Albuquerque, where he'll be on Election Day. For KUNM, I'm Elaine Baumgartel.